This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. And today we are talking about energy drinks.
Not cooking anything.
Nope.
Nope.
Possibly cooking our brains.
Yeah.
And this was another listener suggestion. Again, I don't know the name of the person who suggested it, but
thank you, listener.
Them very much.
You were full of good ideas.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited about this because I have never, ever had an energy drink before.
I haven't either. I mean, not even a Red Bull, which I feel like everyone alive today has had a Red Bull, except me.
I think of Red Bull as being the official drink of movers because anytime we've ever had movers or someone like fixing something around the house and we offer them a drink, they always want Red Bull. And so we've learned that
really?
If someone like that is going to be coming over, then we will have Red Bull in the fridge, but I've still never tried it.
I feel like somebody once told me that Red Bull is kind of like sweet and sour, almost like a liquid sour candy.
Oh, I could go for that maybe.
I don't know if it's true, but I hope it's true.
Yeah, I'm sort of nervous that these are going to be really terrible, but also nervous that I might like them and start walking around with a can of Red Bull in my hand.
I'm a little nervous that we're doing this at 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
I mean, well, we're supposed to like sleep sometime soon.
How about if we were doing a wine tasting and we had to like drive a Indy 500 race afterwards.
That's what wine reps do.
Right. We would spit. So let's
spit.
Yeah, let's spit these energy drinks.
Great, all right.
So yeah, so the other thing I think about when I think energy drinks was this guy that I used to work with who got migraines and swore that he could stave off an impending migraine by drinking Rockstar. So I also got Rockstar.
Okay.
And
Monster.
Is there any relationship between energy drinks and sports drinks like Gatorade?
I don't think so. I
mean, okay.
Don't these mostly rely on caffeine?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it looks like they have all kinds of other things of questionable efficacy, like
right. Taurine,
guarana, ginseng,
guano,
bat guano, pomegranate, and starfruit. I don't think those are energy giving. Well, so how do we decide which one of these to start with?
I think we should start with the Red Bull because I feel like it's kind of the original.
Yeah, I feel like it's like the industry standard.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because I'm going to be competing at Flugtag. Okay, so we're gonna pour these into glasses.
Oh, it's lightly carbonated.
So
I
we
was
can
wondering
see what they're like. Yeah, I didn't even know if these things were carbonated.
Okay, what color do you think it is? Oh.
What planet are we from that we've never had an energy drink?
This is urine colored.
It really is. Now we know why it's in cans.
It kind of looks like a Bud Light or something.
Yeah, or like an apple juice. Mm-hmm. Like a from concentrate apple juice.
I'm scared.
Okay.
Can you smell it? I can smell it.
Yeah, it smells sort of fruity, hard candy-ish.
Yeah. You go first.
All right. Whoa, when it gets close to your nose, the smell gets much more intense.
Maybe you're supposed to drink it out of the can. Time to spit.
Hey, look. Some of the taco shells from the last episode came out when I spit.
I am sitting next to a four-cup Pyrex measuring cup with a tiny bit of Matthew's foamy spit in the bottom
of it.
And
we are going to fill that sucker. This is a party. I kind of like it.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. It smells a little powdery, like a sweet tart candy smells.
Yeah,
powdery.
Yeah, exactly. Like like maybe you made it by dropping a fizzy tablet.
Yes.
Into
airborne.
Glass.
Airborne.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Okay, sorry.
Now it's awkward. You're not looking at me. Okay.
See, have you ever had Jones sour apple soda?
It is sour.
It to me, it's kind of like that. You know, it's a little, it's not super fizzy, but it's medium fizzy. It is sweet and sour. It's got sort of a, you know, generic artificial apple berry kind of taste.
Yeah, I would say that, not to bring up sweet tarts again, but it is about as sour as a sweet tart is.
Yeah.
It's got this sort of, you don't know, you're like, just quit talking about sweet tarts.
No, I was about to say something really dumb.
Oh, good. I'm glad you stopped yourself.
I was about to say if they made a decaf version of this, I might drink it.
Oh, I guess we're not the demographic for energy
Maybe
drinks.
Not.
Boy, that is the smell of it is really baffling to me. How do you make something liquid smell so powdery? What happens if you mix vodka and Red Bull? What's that drink called?
I don't know. Am I supposed to know that? You're the cocktail expert.
I can't remember. Is it called a vodka Red Bull? Or is it called,
I hope,
like,
not, because that would be kind of disappointing.
I hear it gives you wings.
It's called a Flugtag. It's not going to say on the can.
Serving suggestion.
Right.
With vodka. Hey, so let's move on to the
okay,
next
yes,
one.
Okay, yes, let's.
By the way, that made the baby kick me.
Don't drink that shit. How about Monster?
Okay.
Now, the reason I got Monster is because, ooh, it contains L-carnitas. Actually, L-carnitine, which is definitely made up. The reason I got Monster is because for a while, I would go to the 7-Eleven for a Slurpee, and they had Monster Black Ice flavor, and I didn't know it was an energy drink, and I was just like, that's a stupid name for a Slurpee flavor.
What's it called again?
Monster Black Ice.
Wow.
I think this is just regular
so
Monster,
manly.
Not Black Ice. I don't know.
So
maybe the actual soda was black.
I hope so.
I should have looked for that
one. That would be so rock and roll.
Yeah.
Pour it. Yeah. Oh, this one is a...
also a weird color.
It's a weird color.
Okay, let's look at them side by side.
Pink tones to it.
Yeah, it's like a slightly more pinkish, reddish Red Bull.
I keep wanting to compare it to urine, but I can't say I've ever seen urine that color. Oh, this smells terrible.
Yeah, it does.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Oh, that is, like, offensive.
Yeah, it's really medicinal. It's aggressively fake tasting. It
really
tastes,
sweet.
It tastes like you've gone to the soda fountain and they've got the ratio of syrup to carbonated water all wrong, and it's giving you, like, mega syrup. Have you ever had this happen?
Terrible.
Yeah, okay. Monster, no. Sorry.
Again, it really reminds me of Airborne. I think Airborne tastes pretty bad.
I don't think I've ever had that either. I know the thing you're talking about.
So Airborne and Emergency are, you know, those two sort of high vitamin
right
powders. And Emergency to me is tolerable. Airborne, when you dissolve it in something, is just repulsive.
Is it worse than that or not as bad as Monster Energy?
I think it's not as bad as Monster Energy.
Now, it does say they went down to the lab and cooked up a double shot of their killer energy brew.
Oh, it says not recommended for children, pregnant women. Or I guess it's good that I'm spitting. It's fine because I'm spitting, right?
I think it's okay. Unless you have an adverse reaction to L-carnitas. All right. Next, how about Rockstar?
Okay.
Okay, so this is the one that that definitely cures migraines. I should be holding it closer to the microphone when
this
I open it.
This one looks urine colored as well.
It's got guarana, caffeine, ginseng,
here.
B vitamins, taurine. Oh, whoa.
Wow, this is like chartreuse.
It is. Wow.
I'm getting scared of these.
Well, but aren't you pleased that you got to actually call something chartreuse and it really is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's very yellow. It looks like yellow Easter egg dye. Has that same powdery, fruity flavor. You taste this one first. Why do I have to be the lab rat?
Less offensive than Monster.
But still, why do they have to make all of these taste so... Like, they taste like they're formulated for children. Only, like, children's medicine.
Again, yeah, I want to go back to the Red Bull at the end, because I still feel like I could enjoy the Red Bull as a soda. Definitely not the Monster. I agree that this one is not quite as offensive as the Monster. It does have kind of a bitter, chalky aftertaste. If this drink was a rock star, which rock star would it be?
I think this drink would be Steven Tyler.
Yeah, I was thinking like a Ted Nugent.
I think this drink would definitely hang scarves from its microphone.
Yes, absolutely. Do you think there's like a guy whose full-time job is tying scarves to Steven Tyler's microphone stand?
I do.
Is that a great job or is that a terrible job?
It's a terrible job. Sad, sad job.
Steven Tyler seems like a nice guy. He wouldn't yell at a guy for tying a scarf slightly wrong, would he? Maybe he would. Oh, now I'm depressed. You know what would perk me up?
Some Go Girl.
Yes. Okay, so our fourth and final energy drink here, we've got Go Girl Pomegranate Starfruit Energy Drink. I bought it because of the name.
And this one, oddly enough, I just find this such a strange thing for an energy drink. A portion of the proceeds are donated to ovarian cancer research.
Okay.
I just feel like if you're a woman and you want an energy drink that you feel speaks to you.
Uh-huh.
Well, I just don't think any woman looks for an energy drink that speaks to her. So who's this marketed towards?
So to recap, if you're a woman looking for an energy drink that speaks to you, Molly believes you don't exist.
I just don't understand who the demographic is for Go Girl.
I don't know. I don't know. Again, forgot to open the can next to the microwave. Maybe these would be better heated for 6 to 7 minutes in the oven. Oh, God, this spit bucket is really making me want to hork.
Ooh. This one is like sparkling rosé color.
It is, yes.
Ooh, this one brings out the lady in me.
Yeah, new cocktail, half Go Girl, half White Zinfandel.
Okay, I guess I have to try this one first.
Oh, yeah, I can't taste this one. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, this one smells like, ooh, this one has a nose of strawberries, strawberry jam.
Oh,
yeah. Great. Yeah, it's very fruit forward.
Okay.
Oh yeah. God, so who can drink these things?
My daughter was genuinely concerned about what might happen to me if I tried the Go Girl energy drink. Wait, the smell reminds me of something, and not
strawberry
something good.
Jam.
I don't think so.
My unborn child does not want me to drink or even not drink any more of that. It's so bad.
It's got like a fishy metallic sort of thing going on.
Awful.
That is terrible.
Wow. Wow. Ugh.
On the other hand, my ovaries feel terrific.
I'm really glad you suggested we spit.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we might have swallowed those things.
Yeah, I don't ever want to swallow these things.
So, okay, but I mean, on a pure flavor basis, like I said, I wanted to come back around to the Red Bull. Was this the Red Bull?
That was the Red Bull.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, definitely, you're right, it's apple juice colored. Oh my God, I swallowed it. Oh God.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not a bad soda.
I feel like the rest of them are terrible.
The rest of them are very bad sodas.
Like, vile. Go Girl, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I
can't even stand smelling them.
All right, but I'm glad we did this. I'm glad that I can now have an informed opinion on energy drinks, which happens to be the same as my previous uninformed opinion, but that's okay.
It's good to know, though, that Red Bull is at least somewhat inoffensive, I guess I would say, after tasting all of these.
Yeah.
I still can't imagine drinking a whole can of it, but... You know, I guess if I had a nightclub to get to,
mm-hmm.
and I was wearing my mini dress.
Okay. Is this, what's a mini dress?
Like a mini skirt,
I don't
skirt,
know anything
but it's a dress.
About anything.
It's a dress.
Okay.
But anyway,
okay,
you know, if my energy were flagging,
all right.
Well, I still think I'd have coffee.
Okay. So check the website, spilledmilkpodcast.com, for our energy drink cocktail recipes. Not really. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. And if you like the show, tell your friends.
If you don't like the show, don't tell anyone.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Keep it in the can. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk.
The show that doesn't swallow.
Do you remember the warm, sitting around the hearth old days back before the show got all raunchy?
No.
Me neither. I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
And I'm Molly Weisenberg.
It's like, you know, you will fly through the air like a shooting star fruit.
That was the straightest thing you've ever said.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.